Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. Hey, it's Wednesday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. We're in the Epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 7. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower regions, the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave the apostles and the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, the teachers, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature, to the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning and craftiness and deceitful schemes, but rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. If you don't mind, we're going to spend 2 days on this. This passage changed my whole life. This passage, when I read it, I had a complete renovation in my life and how I was to serve the Lord. But the first thing I want you to see today, one is, you are what you are by the grace of God. And God's grace not only brought you to the Savior, God's grace, by the power of the Holy Spirit, has gifted you. Each one of us have received a measure of Christ's gift. And that Holy Spirit has brought us to Christ. So when Christ, from the Mount of Olives, this is what it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives and he gave gifts to men. In other words, when Jesus ascended at the Mount of Olives, every one of those whom the Father gave to him, whom he purchased at the cross, and of which he will lose not one, when he ascended, we ascended in Christ. You see, when Adam descended in his sin, we descended in Adam. But now there's a second Adam. It is Christ who went to the cross and took the death that he should not have taken to save us from the death that we should have endured. That death of eternal condemnation that he bore upon the cross, indicated by that phrase, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And there he purchased us, and rising, it is declared he has justified the elect of God. And then when he ascended, we who descended into the depravity of sin in Adam then ascended in the second Adam, Christ, as he returned to glory, so that we are now united to him in Christ. And he now gives gifts to us. You know, whenever a Roman emperor or a king in the area would go out and win a battle, win a victory, they would come back. And when they came back, they would come in their chariot, ascending up into the palace to go to the throne. And attached to their chariot would be some of the plunder of their victory over their enemies. And attached to their chariot would be selected individuals of power whom they had conquered. Well, you see, that's what happened when Jesus went down. See, with this language, the people of Jesus' day and the people of Paul's day knew exactly what he was saying. The king descended into the valley. He fought the battle to defeat sin, death, hell, the grave, and to win those who had been given to him by the Father, who were his enemies. He redeemed them as his own. And therefore, when he ascended back up into glory, when he ascended, now we ascended with him. And from the chariot, he now bestows gifts upon his people. Each one of us have a measure of the gift of Christ. He has gifted us to not only know him, but serve him, serve one another, and together reach the world for Christ. Now we'll get a chance to see some of those gifts that are crucial so that we all can use our gifts together as one body with different members. And that's tomorrow in another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.